Hi, this is Rick Harmon. Welcome back to part two of our demonstration of Nero burning ROM. In this section, I would like to walk you through creating a couple of different types of CDs. I'll do a data CD, then an audio CD, and then an MP3 CD. Okay, I'm in the new compilation dialog box in Nero. As I was saying earlier, it's a bit hard to navigate this box to tell it whether you want to do a CD or a DVD due to the way the screen reader reads the dialog box. One, when you do get to the combo box that says CD, DVD, it says something like multi-session, radio box, 3 of 3, CD combo box, blah, blah, blah. Well, it says more than it needs to say there, and it kind of makes it confusing. What you want to listen for is where it says combo box. That will be where you're at your CD, DVD selection option. Also, another problem with this combo box and the screen reader is when you up and down arrow to make your selections in it, it loses focus. So as soon as you try to choose CD or DVD, it goes to that and then it loses focus. So you're going to have to tab around back to it if you want to change it again from CD to DVD or DVD to CD. Nero will remember what you last set it to, so you need to check it, make sure it's what you want. We're going to choose CD this time.
Tab, new button. Tab, cancel. Tab, multi-session. Tab. Tab, list new. Graphic 17, CD-ROM, left paren, iso, right paren. Tab, new compilation dialog, multi-session page, combo box, CD.
There we are. And it's set to CD. Now I'm going to show you how it loses focus. I'm going to change it to DVD.
Multi-session tab, DVD-ROM, left paren, iso, right paren.
Okay. It takes us to the options list of what we want to do for a DVD instead of staying in the combo box. So we have to go back around to it again to change it back to CD.
Tab, list new, graphic 17, DVD-ROM, left tab, new compilation dialog, multi-session page, combo box, DVD.
See, it says DVD now. Now I'm going to change it back to CD.
Multi-session tab, CD-ROM, left paren, iso, right paren.
Okay, it's lost its focus on that combo box, and we're over back into our list box of options. I'm going to go down through this for you. First one is
info tab, multi-session tab, iso tab, label tab, dates tab, list tab, burn tab, tab, list new, graphic 17, CD-ROM, left paren, iso, right paren.
CD-ROM, ISO. That is simply a data CD that you can copy programs over, MP3 files over, folders, whatever. Anything but, you know, audio. Well, you can copy audio over to it too, but it's going to leave it in its data format and not be able to be played on an audio CD player. Okay, and you can arrow down through this list.
Audio CD.
Sometimes you have to press your arrow down or arrow up once or twice. The list box doesn't select real well sometimes.
Graphic 983, audio CD 2 of 12.
Second one is our audio CD. This is where you create audio CDs to play on audio CD players.
Mixed mode CD.
A mixed mode CD is a mix between a program CD and a music CD. It has both types of information on it. We're not going to worry about those. You'll probably never create one.
CD Extra.
I'm not sure what CD Extra is. We're not going to worry about that.
CD Copy.
CD Copy is where you can actually make copies of a program CD or a audio CD. You would select this and it'll bring you into the copying portion of Nero.
Video CD.
Video CD. This allows you to take a regular CD and put MPEG-1 video files onto it for 64 minutes of MPEG-1 video. Most DVD players will play these.
Super Video CD.
Super Video CD is also an MPEG-1 video format that some DVD players will play and some will not. It's a higher quality MPEG-1 setting. You know, the video looks a little better. You know, of course, for us, we probably really don't care about that.
Mini DVD.
I'm not sure what mini DVD is. This option will not be available on Nero 5 or 5.5 users' menus. Okay, we're going to go back up to the top.
CD-ROM left there, ISO right there, and CD.
Because we just want to create a data CD. I'm going to tab over to new.
Tab, new compilation dialog, multi-session page, tab, Nero Express button, tab, open dot 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 button, tab, no multi-session, tab, new button.
To go into Nero.
Space, preview, test.
Okay. The first box we come into is our compilation view, where you could press F2 and give it a name if you want.
Test 1 of 1.
Our CD is just called test. We're going to leave it at that.
Tab, list view.
Next box is, again, your compilation list window.
Name, header bar, graphic 162, size, header bar, type, header bar, modify, header bar, origin, header bar.
Unfortunately for us, Nero doesn't give these windows very good names, so you're just going to have to kind of get used to where you're at and remember what each list box says.
Tab, preview, data opened. Nero podcast folder opened.
Okay, this is our...
settings closed. XP home left there and C colon right there and open.
This is our drive navigation list box. Now we'll use this to tell Nero where we want to get our files and folders for the compilation that we're creating from.
Documents and settings closed. XP home left there and C colon right there and open.
I'm going into my XP drive, which is C.
Documents and settings closed. Nero podcast folder opened.
I'm going to a folder I created for this test called Nero Podcast.
Data opened.
And I'm going to data because we're creating data. I'll tab again.
Tab, list view, not selected, JFW script tutorials file folder 2/24/2006159/37.
This takes us into our folder and file view of the drive we selected.
Basics underline of underline script, rail.txt, built-in.txt, find.txt, frame manual.txt.
There's a list of some of our files. It's just simply some JAWS tutorial files that I've selected for this purpose. There are several ways that you can copy information from this window down to your compilation list. One method of doing it is if you want to do everything in the folder, you just simply do your Control A to select all. Your Control C to copy, then you would tab back down to your compilation list and you would do a Control V to paste, and then all your files would be in your compilation list box. You can also select files separately just by using your shift and down arrow to select multiple files, or the control and the space bar and the down arrow to select more than one file, but not in a sequential order, you know, just various files from the folder. And in Nero, there is a shortcut key that I like to use a lot, and it's called Control and 1. So you hold down the Control key and the number 1 key, not on the number pad, but up on the number row. To do this, you select a file. Say we want to take this file down to a compilation list. I've selected, I'm going to hit Control and 1.
Control 1, frame manual.txt.
And what it does is it automatically takes it from the PC down to the compilation list automatically. I'll tab down to it and show you.
Tab, preview, test. Tab, list view, not selected, frame manual.txt, 86kb, text, new, ...4/28/200.
So you don't have to do the copy and paste. This is real good for...
Shift, tab, preview, test. Shift tab, list view, frame manual.txt, 86kb, text document, 4/28.
It's real good to use after you've selected a bunch of files, and instead of using your copy-paste commands, here I'll select a few more.
FSDN.txt.
Okay, I'm going to hold down on my shift key and hit down arrow.
hjadmin.txt, hjpad.txt, jawsquickstart.b.dot.dot.
Okay, I've selected these three files, and I'm going to do a control 1.
Control 1, fsdn.txt, hjadmin.txt, hjpad.txt, jawsquickstart.b.dot.dot. Tab, preview, tab, list view, not selected, frame manual.txt, 86kb text, frame manual.txt, fsdn.txt, hjadmin.txt, hjpad.txt, jawsquickstart.dot.dot.
And all those are down in my compilation list now. So it's really shorter just to use the control and one keys once you've selected the files and folders you want to copy, because you don't have to do a control C, then tab down to the window and do a control V to paste. It's just the control one does all that automatically. Okay.
Tab, preview, data opened. Tab, list view, jaws, quick start, b, dot, 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 40 kb, text document, 9/29/2005/258/44.dot.dot.a/fsdn.txt.
Okay, we're back down in our compilation list. If you want to know how much data is to be written that we've dragged down here so far, you can hit JAWS key and 3 on the numpad.
Total size of disk code 2 MB, DVDDDW 60.
To do a read your status bar.
Total size of disk code 2 MB, DVDDDW 16.
And it says there's 2 MB total on our compilation, and it tells you what burner you're using. You can also hit F7.
F7, compilation properties dialog, info page, info tab, CD-ROM, left paren, ISO, right paren.
And this is a dialog box, gives us our compilation info. You can also go up to the files menu and go down to compilation info in that menu as well to get to it. This dialog box, you have to do your control B to read it.
Compilation properties dialog, info page, files already on disk code 0 KB, left paren, 0 bytes, right paren, user data to be written, colon, 1070 KB, left paren, 2 MB, right paren, file system overhead, colon, 342 KB, left paren, 1 MB, right paren, total data to be written, colon, 1412 KB, left paren, 2 MB, right paren, files, slash, folders, colon, 5 files created, colon, 2/24/2006/30833 PM, change, colon, 2/20.
There's a lot of information there, but it essentially will tell you how many files and folders are to be written out. You can hit escape to get out
escape
of that.
FSDN.txt, hjadmin.txt.
Go back to your compilation list. Okay, let's say we want to burn these. We've picked everything we want. If you wanted to burn more than this, you needed other folders on other places in the drive, you would simply find those places on your drive, go into those folders, select the files, bring them down to your compilation list and add them in, and so on and so on and so on until you had everything down there you wanted. We're just going to do a couple of files here, just to make this quick. Now, the shortcut to starting a burn is Control B. You can either do the Control B, or you can go up to the Recorders menu and go to the Start Burn from there. On Nero 5 and 5.5, I believe it's under the File menu instead of the Recorder menu, and it'll say Write Files, I believe. Okay, so let's start that.
Control B, burn compilation dialog, burn page, determine maximum speed, checkbox not checked, not checked, CD-ROM, left paren, ISO, right paren.
This is the burn dialog box, and it essentially, again, gives you all your little choices.
Tab, simulation, checkbox not checked, tab, right checkbox checked, tab, right speed, colon, combo box, 16x, left paren, 2004, untab, right method, colon, combo, tab, number of copies, colon, edit, 1, tab, seamless link, checkbox checked, tab, use multiple recorders, check, tab, do a virus check before burn, tab, burn button.
That we had when we were creating a compilation, basically you set all those one time, forget them, you generally never need to change them again. We tab to the burn button, and then when we get there you can press your space bar. This will start the burn. You'll get a another dialog box up at that point that isn't really accessible. You have to use the JAWS cursor to get the information off of it. The window essentially tells you that it started burning and what the progress is of the burn. So if you need to get any of that information, if it's a long burn, you know, 5, 6, 8 minutes, whatever, and you want to know what it's doing, you'll have to use your JAWS cursor to get through that. Okay, we're going to start the burn.
Space. Cancel button.
Okay, it started burning. I hear my CD drive coming on. You don't get a whole lot of information here. It just you just sit and wait. This shouldn't take more than a few seconds. I don't think you can get any status information.
Writing to disk DVD DDDW1620 graphic 432.
Okay, it just says it's writing to disk.
Neural burning ROM dialog. Burn process completed successfully at 16x left parent 2400 KB/right parent. Okay button.
Okay, then when it's done, you'll get a writing successfully done or unsuccessfully done. You press OK on that.
Space, the button.
Then you come back to your dialog. It automatically goes to the done button, and we'll press that.
Space. Preview, data opens. Preview, data opens.
Okay. Your CD will pop out. And that's done. You take that out. You'll come back to the Nero main menu. And that's essentially all there is to burning data CDs. Now, let's burn an audio CD. So let me put a disc in. Okay, since we're in the Nero program already, we're just going to go up to File.
Menu bar, File. Menu, File, Menu, New, dot, 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 Control, plus N.
And do a New, which will take us to the New Compilation box.
Enter, leaving menus, New Compilation dialog, Multi-Session page, No Multi-Session radio button checked, CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent.
Okay, once again, we got to find our combo box.
Tab, New button, Tab, Cancel button, Tab, Multi-Session tab. Tab, List New, Graphic 17, CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent. Tab, New Compilation Dialog, Multi-Session Page, Combo Box, CD.
Combo Box, CD. Okay, it still says it's CD. Nero remembers everywhere you went and what you set last, and it'll come back up to that automatically.
Shift Tab, List New, Graphic 17, CD-ROM, Left Baron, ISO, Right Baron.
Okay, we're in our list of options, and we want to go down to Audio CD.
Audio CD.
You may have to press your cursor keys a couple of times to get it to go, but it will go. Okay, we're on Audio. Then we're going to tab.
Tab, New Compilation Dialog, Audio CD Page, Combo Box, CD. Tab, Neural Express Button. Tab, Open dot 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 button. Tab, Write CD Text on CD Checkbox Not Checked.
Okay, we're going to come up with some edit boxes here. One of them is Write CD Text Out to the CD. That's basically for CD players that have an LCD display on them. They can display the tracked text. We're not too worried about that.
Tab, copyright, colon, edit.
If it's copyrighted music of yours that you want to make sure you have your copyright on it, you would type it in here.
Tab, producer, colon, edit.
Who you are, your producer.
Tab, UPC/ENCODE, colon, edit. Tab, date, colon, list box, 2/24/2006.
Put the date.
Tab, comments, colon, edit.
Comments.
Tab, new button.
Okay, we're going to go to new.
Space. Nero burning ROM, list one, list new.
Okay, the difference you're going to notice here on when we were creating data CDs, you had four windows. The folder view of the CD, the compilation box, the drive list box, and the files and folders list box. You're only going to have three on the audio CD since we don't have a folder view for the CD we're creating. You don't need that fourth window.
Lamp. Tab, preview, data open.
Okay.
Tab, list view, not selected, JFW script tutorials file folder 2/24/2006/159/37.
Essentially remembers where we last left off, what drive we were on, what folder we were on.
Tab, list one, list view.
And our list is empty. There's nothing in it.
Tab, preview, data opened. JFW script tutorials. Data opened. Neuro podcast folder opened.
Okay, we're back to our Neuro podcast.
Data opened.
Data opened.
Data closed.
We'll close that.
MP3.
We're going to go to MP3.
Tab, list view, not selected info.mp3, 285 KB MP3 format, soon.2/4.
And then tab over to our files and folders view window for the information.
Script01.mp3, script02.mp3, script03.mp3, script04.mp3.
Okay, here's my MP3 files. And I'm going to... For this purpose, I'm just going to select all of them, so I'm going to do a Control A.
Info.mp3, script01.mp3, script0.
And then I'm going to do a Control 1.
Control 1, adding file left parent, is right parent dialog.
to copy them.
Activity, colon, static, 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 cancel button.
Okay, it takes a few seconds. It's converting the MP3s to WAV. It doesn't say any of that to us since we're blind, but if you could see, there would be a little status bar writing out saying converting files and such. So we're just going to wait. I don't think we can get any status information. No.
Cancel. List new. Script 04.mp3 6287 kb mp3 format /4. Script 04.mp3. Script 03.mp3.
Okay, we're back up to our window. You don't get a whole lot of information there. So you just wait till you come back up to your list box. Let's tab down to our compilation.
Tab. List 1. List new. Not selected. 1 info 035.630.02.00.02.00037.63. 1 info 035.630.02.00.02.00.037.63.
It's kind of hard to understand, but it gives you the track title, the length, the start and stop positions on the CD.
2 script 01 1448.47.02.00.039.63 1528.35. 3 script 02 1743.02.02.00.1530.35.3313.37. 4 script 03 1809.62.02.00.3315.37.5125.24. 5 script 04 1324.07.02.00.5127.24.6451.31. 6 script 05 1025.31.02.00.6453.31.7518.62. 7 script 06 858.67.02.00.7520.62.8419.54.
Okay, now this is something else Nero does not tell you. I dragged all these MP3 files over from my folder down to the compilation window. Now I've got to about the sixth file, and listening to it, I'm able to determine that the end position is at 85 minutes. Well, as you know, you can only fit 74 minutes on a CD or 80 minutes on a CD, depending on what type of blanks you buy. Mine that I'm using are 80 minutes. So we know at this point there's too much data to be written out to a CD. I'm going to do my status reading keys.
Total size of disc: 1646 MB left parent, duration 187:16 right parent, DVD.
There's 1600 meg written. We know that's way too much. Nero doesn't warn you in any way except for showing you a color bar graph down along the bottom, which we can't see. It shows green, yellow, and red. Once it goes into the red, it means it's past what will fit onto your CD. And we have no way of telling this, so you just have to kind of go down through your tracks on the compilation list and make sure they fit. Make sure you have less than, you know, the 650 meg for a 74 minute CD and 700 meg for a 80 minute CD. It's
9 script 08 1253.28 02.00 102:40.458 script 07 1816.66 02.00 84:21.54 102:38.7 script 06 858.67 02.00 75:20.62 84:19.54.
Okay. This track goes past the limit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select, I'm going to hold my shift key down.
8, 11 script, 12 script, 13 script, 14 script, 13, 15.04, 02.00, 174.
And I'm going to delete those tracks out. You just simply select them like you would any other tracks and you press your delete key.
5, script 04, 6, script 05, 1025.31, 02.00, 64:53.31, 75:18.62.
And it goes out to 75 minutes, which will just barely fit.
6 script 05 1025.31002.00.64.
So we have 6 tracks to write out. Okay, so that's kind of the warning I'll give you. You have to be very careful how many files you drag down there. You have to make sure what you're doing will fit onto your CD, because you won't get any warnings until you try to burn it. If it's too long and you try to burn it, you're going to get an error message from Nero once you do your control B to start burning. Okay, we're ready to start burning this.
Control B. Burn compilation dialog. Burn page. Determine maximum speed. Checkbox not checked. Not checked. Audio CD.
And we get our same little dialog box.
Tabs, tab, 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 tab. Number of copies, full tab. Seamlessly tab. Use multiple recorders. Checkbox not checked. Tab, burn button.
Go to our burn. And press spacebar to start burning our CD.
Space. Cancel button.
Okay, I hear it start. Now, you can only use your JAWS cursor key here to get a status of your progress.
JAWS to PC. Oh. Graphic 822, 5% right into this dash left bracket audio, 1 right bracket minimize symbol, restore symbol, close symbol. Graphic 822, 5% right into this dash left bracket audio, 1 right bracket minimize symbol, file, menu bar, edit, menu bar, view, menu bar, recorder, graphic 600, compilation name, colon audio, 1 off, graphic 585, time, error bar, event, at graphic 919, graphic 152, seamlessly activated. Graphic 919, 328, 19 p.m. burn process started at 16, x left parent, 2400 kb, slash s right parent, write in file, colon script, 01.mp3. Copy colon 1 slash 1 total time colon 0 o'clock 44. Status colon writing at 16x left parent 2400 kb slash s right parent. Used red buffer colon 98%. Completed colon 14%.
So you basically just go down through the dialog box.
Completed colon 16%.
You can find your completed, and you can keep doing your reading keys to find out the status.
Completed colon 19%. 20% right into this dash left bracket audio, 1 right bracket.
Or if you don't want to do that, you turn your PC cursor back on, you can do a title read.
23% right into this dash left bracket audio, 1 right bracket.
And it'll tell you how much of a percentage is done there as well. But if you wanted some more of the detailed information, you could use your JAWS cursor and go down through the whole dialog box. But you can just hit your insert T if you don't want to, and you'll get a percentage.
30% right into this dash left bracket audio, 1 right bracket.
So, basically, creating an audio CD isn't that much different than creating a data CD. You just have to tell it that you want to create an audio CD and your options for the CD burning. And you would go into your files and folders and find all your music, copy it down to the compilation window, just like you would do for a data CD. Once you're done, press your Control B to start your burn, or on Nero 5 and 5.5, you could go up to Files menu and write files, or on 6 and 7, you can go up to the Recorder menu and start burn compilation, or you can just do your shortcut as Control B.
50% right into this dash left bracket audio, 1 right bracket.
Okay, and we're getting there. As you can see, Nero is pretty accessible. The window names are not quite listed real well, you know, as far as being able to tell what they are, but once you get used to them, you can tell what they are. They're not named very well, so you just kind of got to get used to that.
64% right into this dash left bracket audio, 1 right bracket.
Okay, I think I'm going to pause this for a second. I'll come back when it's done. Okay, we're almost done here.
98% right into this dash left bracket audio, 1 right bracket.
Should be done in just a second.
100% right into this dash left bracket audio, 1 right bracket.
Should be getting our burn successful box here in just a second.
Nero burning ROM dialog. Burn process completed successfully at 16x left parent 2400 kb slash s right parent. OK button.
Okay, we'll hit OK or spacebar for OK.
Space, the button.
We'll hit our spacebar for done.
Space.
Our CD will pop out.
Audio 1, preview, MP3. MP3.
Okay, and we're back to our...
Audio 1, dash Nero, burning ROM.
Nero. And that's essentially all there is to writing an audio CD. Okay, so next, I think we will try writing an MP3 data CD. I've had a lot of requests for people asking me how to do MP3 CDs. And really, it is the exact same process as creating a data CD.
Alt F menu, file menu, new, open dot 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 control, new dot 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 control, plus enter. Leaving menus, new compilation dialog, multi-session page, no multi-session radio button checked, CD dash ROM left paren, ISO right paren.
Okay, we're just going to bring up our new compilation box again. It says we're doing a CD.
Shift tab, open dot 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 button. Shift tab, Neural Express button. Shift tab, combo box, CD. Shift tab, list new, graphic 17, CD dash ROM left paren, ISO right paren.
And we're going to create the ISO CD, which is a data CD.
Enter. 3-view, MP3, Neural Burning ROM, combo box, 3-view, test.
Okay, we're back into our main program again.
Tab, list view. Tab, 3-view, data opened.
Okay, I'm going to tab back up to my files and folders box.
Neural podcast folder opened. Data opened. Data, MP3. Tab, list view, not selected info, dot MP3, 285 KB, MP3,
okay. I'm back.
RIP 01.MP3.
To my MP3 folder. I'm going to select all these files.
Script01.mp3, script02.mp3.
By doing a Control A, I'm going to take them down to my compilation window by doing my Control number one.
MP3, script01.mp3, script02.mp3.
I'm going to stop JAWS.
Tab, preview, test.
That's the name of my CD. And we'll just leave it as test, but we could hit, well, we can rename
F2, graphic 357 edit, test. T. Land.
And we'll just call it
MP3.
MP3.
Enter 3-view MP3. Tab, list view, not selected info.mp3 285 KB MP3 info.2/14/200.info.mp3. Script01.mp3.
Okay, we're down to our, I've tabbed down to our compilation window.
Script01.mp3 6947 KB MP3 info.2/14/200.
Okay, when you create your MP3 CD, you don't have your restrictions of 74 minutes or 80 minutes. You can put as much data onto your CD that will fit on a 650 or 700 megabyte CD, you know, 100, 150 MP3s, whatever, depending on your bit rate that you do them at. And that's all there really is to it. I'm going to do my Control B.
Control B.
To burn.
Deletion dialog. Burn page. Determine maximum speed. Checkbox. Not checked. Not checked. Tabs. Tab. Tab. Right speed. Colon. Tab. Right method. Tab. Number of cut. Tab. Seamless link. Tab. Use multiple record. Tab. Do a virus check before. Tab. Burn button.
Go to my burn button. Hit space bar.
Space. Cancel button. 43% right into disk dash left bracket. ISO 2 right bracket.
Okay. Burning MP3 files for MP3 players is no different than burning a data CD. All you do is select all your MP3s, take them to your compilation box, put as many as you want that'll fit into your 650 or 700 megabytes, and simply start your burn process.
81% right into disk dash left bracket, ISO 2 right bracket.
And we're almost done. This does not create an audio CD folder or an audio CD. It simply creates a data CD with all your MP3 files on it. This disk can be put into DVD players that will play MP3s, MP3 portable CD players that play MP3 files, into your computer for a media player or Winamp or whatever. And that's basically
non dialog. Burn process completed successfully at 16x left parent 2000 space. The button. Space.
Okay.
MP3.
Okay, and that's it. We've come back to our window.
MP3.
That's essentially it for MP3s. If somebody requested that I try to do an MP3 CD using an M3U list, I will attempt to do this on a later part of this demonstration when I do some more advanced things, but for now That's it. That is how you create data, audio, and MP3 CDs using Nero. I hope I've explained this section well. I've stumbled in a few places. I hope I haven't confused anybody. I hope you enjoy this, and I'll see you on part 3. Thank you.